Hi, it's Phil Hewlett. If you live in the IT department at your business, I'm about to speak your language, so listen up. You follow my suggestion, and you could end up being Employee of the Year. Lunar Pages Internet Solutions offers web hosting from basic web hosting to more advanced hosting solutions such as private cloud hosting, complete IT infrastructure, disaster recovery, business continuity. See what I'm saying? I don't know what this stuff is, but you do. Lunar Pages uses the most advanced virtualization technologies available today, like VMware, Citrix, Zen Server. Their data centers are modern, secure facilities. They're strategically located in San Diego and Irvine, here in California, in Las Vegas, Denver, Chicago, and Ashburn, Virginia. All their data centers use the best-in-class internet connectivity, exceeding PCI compliance requirements. See, smart guy, I haven't a clue what I'm talking about, but you do, and I want you to go to the sponsors page at philhewlettandfriends.com, click on the Lunar Pages button, and you'll receive deep discounts exclusive to you because you're hearing me. 30-day money-back guarantee, no worries. Lunar Pages. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, how to get what you want in bed. Even though you don't know how or you're afraid to ask. How to beat the heat. Our travel guy guides you to cool destinations. Taking on aging as though it is a sport. How to properly smoke your meat. 2, 3, 4. And Manny the Movie Guy reviews the huge blockbuster offerings for the weekend. Let's meet the friends. He knows his tuppence from his quid. The guy behind Gonzo FM, Gonzo Greg Spillane.
That's right. Thank you, Phil. Get ready to start paying a lot more for your bangers and mash. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Calling out the shysters and rocking a pink mohawk like nobody's business, radio badass Kelly J.
Ticketmaster sucks!
As we get episode 278 started, I want you to know that you can only hear the full-length version of this episode on our website. If you subscribe to the show, you will have access to 6 bite-sized chunks of this episode. Subscribe to our podcast on our homepage at philhewlettandfriends.com or search for us in your favorite podcast app. You have one of those, don't you, partner?
Dang right I do.
All right, let's
get a whole bunch of them.
Let's get things started. I mean, people have been paying attention to the news and or not, like they normally do, and they keep hearing the word Brexit. What the heck is Brexit? Well, now you know what it is. The U.S. stock market is in the tank today because everybody thinks it's the end of the world financially.
End of the world. I love this phrase. Europe plunged into uncertainty.
Yay!
Bom, 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 bom. Yeah, I took a crash course on the European Union this morning, I think as most people did, trying to figure out, hey, what is that anyway? Because now that, you know, Great Britain has decided to leave it by a very close vote, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah, like very close.
51-48%.
Yeah.
And people, I think, didn't believe it when they heard it, you know. I listened to a lot of European radio over the internets.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, I heard people talking about it there like we talk about politics here. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what that even is. I don't really care. And so... And so a lot of people that should have cared apparently didn't, because what I have been hearing is that probably it would have been better if they stayed. And the guy that was championing the leaving side of things, that Boris Johnson guy, have you seen him?
Boris?
No, I haven't seen him. But
Boris
with a name
Johnson.
Like Boris.
Boris Johnson, he's an English Donald Trump. It's frightening, both politically and in appearance. he has the same hair. He's not as orange. I don't think you can make that fly in Europe. But yeah, they are leaving the European Union, and all the research I've done all morning long is that really nobody knows exactly what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Now there's calls that we'll probably hear from Ireland now wanting to leave the UK again, thinking they now have a right to, since they kind of were wanting to stay in the European Union.
Wow.
And Scotland is making similar noise now. So it's going to be interesting.
It's shaking things up a bit, yeah.
Finally, we get paper money with dead monarchs on it again.
There you go.
Back on the pound. Well, they still use, right, can you use the euro and the pound in Great Britain? Is that how that works?
Never been there, don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't remember. It's like, what? I'm confused.
Yeah.
I just want to save money on my vacation.
I know.
Seems like I used the pound the last time I went to, well, the only time I went to England. And
right.
That was about 10 years ago. And so, you know, took the Channel That mm-hmm. train that goes underwater.
Oh, for reals, yeah.
To France, and all of a sudden the money changed. So,
right.
Oh, that's right.
Like in your pocket, it changes? Like magic?
Yes,
magic.
Magically.
Wow,
I like
that's
that.
Cool.
I think when you're falling asleep, when you're 1,000 feet underwater in that train, hoping that you survive, because, you know, you're so far down, the air gets thin, and you just go out, then the conductor comes and fleeces you.
You come out the other side, and suddenly you're craving a baguette, and you go, a lot.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's funny. When you wake up, sometimes you speak funny.
You speak differently. Like, did you hear about this woman in Texas? She went in for surgery on her jaw. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
No.
But,
you know, okay.
She's in
Texas. Speak amongst yourself.
She's
well,
in Texas.
Yeah.
She went in there. She said, "Well, doctor, I need you to fix my jaw.
Something wrong with my
fix it up real good."
So the doctor put her under and proceeded to get in there with a thing and diddle around a little bit.
And when she woke up, she started speaking with an English accent.
No.
It's like, "Oh, hey, how's my jaw then? Tea and crumpets."
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is apparently a thing that they call, remarkably, fancy name here, foreign accent syndrome.
That took a lot of thought, didn't it?
Right. What should we call this weird brain syndrome? Foreign accent syndrome.
Well, you know what people say, and the Southern accent is an offshoot from the British accent.
What happened to the IQ level,
if
though?
If you go way back. Well, see, I don't know. You're just making that assumption because you just sound dumb when you talk like this. If you talk slow and a little bit of a drawl in there, you don't sound as smart as a guy who says, "Well, as I think of something smart to say,
But those Brits have such a must vast vocabulary.
They
speak much better.
Anyway, foreign accent syndrome, most often caused by brain damage from a stroke or traumatic brain injury, but also sometimes linked to multiple sclerosis and other health issues.
I've heard of that.
Or jaw surgery.
Jaw surgery.
Oh, dang. I should have left my teeth the way they were.
Is it jaw or jaw?
Depends on what accent you have.
Cheeky monkey.
Or if you're doing Cockney or North End. It depends
right.
There you go.
Stay away from my North End with that jaw surgery implement. All right. Well, let's see. I checked out my Ticketmaster account and realized I don't have a Ticketmaster account. All these years, I went onto the website and it said, purchase your tickets as a guest. And that's what I selected all these years.
Oh, get out. Okay, so you never had an actual account.
The whole deal where they're giving free tickets back to the folks that they overcharged.
Sucks,
but you have to be a member, and I'm not, so I'm out of the deal. What else sucks about it?
Well, basically, everybody that has actually, and you even as a guest, has purchased tickets on Ticketmaster and just went, they had these exorbitant fees. And I think even that's why Metallica at one point just said, we don't want them selling our tickets because this is ridiculous. So they really just had a bunch of fees. Well, in 2003... they were sued, actually, by this Carl Schlesinger guy. He was in the California Superior Court because of all those exorbitant fees. So basically, it's taken 13 years.
Yeah.
And now they've come back and they have this god-awful, like, million-dollar settlement now, which is basically giving vouchers to people to go see free shows. Sounds great, right? You think it'd be like a big thing, like maybe, you know, Beyonce or, you know, Gwen Stefani. And in some cases, that is actually it. But for the most part, the concert lineups just suck.
Really? Like what?
Will they give you tickets to the circus or something?
No, but they'll have like different shows of like either artists you've never heard of or just kind of, and maybe this could be cool. I don't know. Go see a free show, whatever. But there's like 262 different artists that you probably still have to pay to get in. So I guess it looks like Jeff Beck with Buddy Guy is the only sold-out show. I did look online, though, as of yesterday. There was a lot of ones. They did have The Cure, which was cool. I just saw them, and they rocked. But a lot of the shows that they're letting these vouchers sort of go for are just not like the killer shows that you probably paid an exorbitant amount to see in the first place.
Here's one that I think they should give away if they aren't. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 is touring with Counting Crows this summer, and he's offering something at his shows.
Yeah.
Fans who purchase a special VIP package will have the opportunity to sing karaoke with a hologram of Rob. And then you'll be able to record your performance and share it on social media. So if you're paying $500 to $1,000 more per ticket to see Matchbox 20...
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You deserve a hologram.
Yeah, pretty much.
Then you can fake sing with a fake Rob Thomas.
He's not. Oh my God! Is it like, what do you do? You could you walk through him? That would be cool, actually.
Yeah.
Walk through Rob Thomas out the other side.
You could walk up behind him and like hump his leg or something.
It's not even gonna matter. If you reacted, that'd be cool.
And just to take us back to court for a second, and to get this on the record, to say yes, we did talk about it because we brought it up many months ago. Led Zeppelin is in the clear. A jury in Los Angeles has ruled that Stairway to Heaven does not rip off the Spirit instrumental track, Taurus. The plaintiff's lawyer says Zeppelin won on a technicality because the jury wasn't allowed to hear the studio version of Taurus. Now, if they listened to this program, they would have heard it.
Oh,
but they would have been recused from the trial.
Did they just have a person sitting up there playing on the guitar or the keyboard, the different riffs or something? Yeah.
No, in fact, during what's it called when they talk to the jury? There's a word for it.
Voir dire?
Voir dire. During voir dire, they say, have you listened to or are you a fan or otherwise a subscriber to the podcast, Phil Hewlett and Friends?
But wait, I have to ask, how on earth were they not allowed to hear comparable versions of the song? How does that happen?
I want Robert Plant and Jimmy Page's attorney, if that's how it happens.
Yeah.
I want his attorney.
There you go.
O.J. Simpson happened, so I guess I shouldn't be asking this question.
If it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Yeah. All right, something that does fit, a very fashionable and expensive, I imagine, a tool for getting your smoke on. Kelly, of course, has that information for you in a moment, but I want to introduce you first to Aquasana.
What are you implying, Phil?
Yes, here. This is something else. Before you filter your brain cells, we want you to filter your house, the tap water in your house, because there's all kinds of crap in your tap. And Aquasana takes care of that. They filter everything. They make your water absolutely delicious. You don't have to spend $1 million a year on water in plastic bottles. Aquasana's Rhino water filtration system removes 97% of the chlorine in your tap water. And guess what? You'll be able to breathe easier in your house now because when you take a shower, the chlorine in the water evaporates and turns into noxious gas. And it just floats around in your house. Did you know that?
No, I'm not going to shower anymore.
No, you shouldn't.
Good.
The Rhino filtration system also removes all the heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, industrial solvents. No more Slayer in your water. Your family deserves better tasting, better cooking, safe water. And just for listening to my voice, you get a 40% discount and free shipping on a complete Aquasana system. Go to the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Aquasana button. And a system that normally sells for $1,600 is yours for only $978.99.
Wow. There you go.
Just for listening to me. Aquasana, live healthy. What's the matter with you? That's an endorsement right there. What's the matter with you? All right. So, Miss Fancy Hair.
Yes. Going from living healthy to living better. Maybe.
At least more relaxed.
More relaxed and happy.
Yeah? How so? Like what?
Well, there's a company, this is awesome, called Canacorp, which ironically, Canacorp's chairman, David Manley, he used to be a former Keurig vice president. So he now works for them, and he has come up with this cool vaporizer, the Canacloud, scheduled to hit the market next year.
Well, can it?
Line is out the door. Mm-hmm. And it's not an official Keurig, similar design. It has this, it will offer legally grown pot available in adorable little single hit pods. You put it in the top of this Canacloud.
Yeah.
You push it down, and what it does is it actually vapes it like you would in a vape, you know, like one of the vape cigarette things.
Yeah, right.
And it vapes it, you push it down, and then you pull the center of it out, and then you basically hit it.
Ah!
There you go. So you have different strains, you have different flavors, of course. You could do whatever you want there, but there you go. So
I'm guessing the little pods are going to be significantly more expensive than, say, a bag.
Yeah, probably. Huh?
Kind of like coffee,
probably.
Right?
But I'm so, you know, it's like, okay, well, this is for the fancy schmancy people who can actually afford this thing and not just an old-fashioned glass bong and a lighter. Yeah. There you go.
Right. Okay. So you sit around, you're loaded, you got your, you know, Keurig cup version of your vape, and wait till the kids find out.
Woo!
And you're not getting any housework done, are you, Gonzo?
Yeah, and that will probably reflect poorly on how much loving you get. Apparently.
How so?
Well, there's a new study. Of course, there's always a study.
Of course.
We can thank Cornell University for this one. But they say that couples that share their chores more evenly, there's more sexual gratification as in bow chicka bow, happening in the relationship. In fact, the only couples reporting having more sex than their forebears did are those that are both getting busy with the household duties.
I love how you're dancing around. This is awesome. Keep going.
I mean, a lot of us guys got our forebear removed when we were babies.
Right, exactly. No, but here's the thing. As recently as 2013, there was a widespread belief from previous studies, I guess, when men and women kind of strayed into each other's domestic territory, like if the guy did the dishes or, you know, the lady went out and changed the oil in the car.
There you go.
That would be somehow muting their masculinity or femininity and then, you know, say, hey, that doesn't mean bow chicka bow to me for some reason.
But the truth is it's a turn on, right?
Yeah, it actually is. Yeah. Here's what's happening is if, generally speaking, like back in the olden days, women felt that they kind of had to have sex. They were dependent on their husband.
Yeah.
And so that's their wifely.
Now we don't have to. Ha!
Yeah.
Because women do it. We run it.
Yeah.
The power to say no. So if they're happy in the relationship, then there's going to be more sex happening.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
But you know what? Don't get us wrong. You can still throw us on the hood of your car. We're all good with that one.
Wow. See, I was about to ask how's your sex life going, but I think.
That's pretty good.
I get an idea. Well, another question. Are you getting everything that you want in bed? Does your partner seem somehow unfulfilled? No worries. We have your back and your front and your underside, whatever else you need us to have. Dr. Claudia Six wrote the book Erotic Integrity, How to Be True to Yourself Sexually, and she joins us live in our next segment. That's just a few moments ago. From now, I mean. I'm trapped.
You're stuck on the hood of the car. Yeah.
But there is a survey out. Esquire magazine found a list or came up with a list of the 50 smoothest pickup lines. They're smoothie. They're pickup lines, and they're from movies, movies in history. And I've got the best ones here. Clark Gable, Gone with the Wind. You need kissing badly. That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed, and often, and by someone who knows how.
There you go.
Are they suggesting that you use these, or are they just saying these were great in the movies?
Audrey Hepburn in Charade. I don't bite, you know, unless it's called for.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
I like that one.
John Cusack, The Sure Thing. How would you like to have a sexual encounter so intense it could conceivably change your political views?
I actually don't like John Cusack, so nothing works with me on that at all.
Billy Crystal, When Harry Met Sally. When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
Wow. Okay, that's an intense one.
That's a variation, a hybrid of telling a girl you love her just to get her in bed.
Use that in a really noisy bar. Just try and get something, you know, that.
What?
What did you say?
Can you repeat that?
I love you. All right.
That's when the music stops. Yeah. Yes.
Ryan Gosling in Gonzo's favorite movie, The Notebook. I want you. I want all of you forever. You and me every day.
That just sounds like you can't put a sentence together.
Mike Myers in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Let's hop on a good foot and do the bad thing.
I like that one. But you got to do it with the British accent. Go, Gons, do it.
Body Heat, Kathleen Turner. You're not too smart. I like that in a man.
There you go. I've used that before.
Yeah. Got a few more here. Gary Oldman and Bram Stoker's Dracula. I have crossed oceans of time to find you.
Ooh.
Vanilla Ice in Cool as Ice.
Wait, what? Okay.
Really? Vanilla Ice.
But they wrote it.
Vanilla Ice.
They wrote it for him. So.
Drop that zero and get with the hero.
Oh, God.
Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire. I love you. You complete me.
You complete me.
And I think.
I always see Mini-Me saying
right,
that.
Right, me too.
And Gonzo's true favorite movie, Army of Darkness, Bruce Campbell says what? Do you know?
That's to you, Gods. He has it. Yeah, favorite movie.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the best on the list. I always go with, hey, nice shoes.
Yeah.
Works every time.
Straight to the point.
90% of the time it works every time.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, shoot.
Now, get out your list of all the sexual things and deviances and positions and favors and all the other things that you wish you were getting all the time from your significant other. We're going to put them all on the hood of a car in the next segment. So if you're listening to this segment right now and you're subscribed to the program, the next segment will become available for you to hear. You don't want to miss the next segment. That's what I'm saying. Do what you need to do
on the hood
to hear what Dr. Claudia Six has to say, or better yet, to hear us interact with Dr. Claudia Six in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports a Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Ports a Call Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.